band was called Vibrating Egg. And that was their version of Procol Harum's Whiter Shade of Pale. Album actually came out only on a 12-inch vinyl back in 1988 on the Doggone record label. And I, the Moxer, I actually ordered it straight from the label. I ordered a couple albums and a t-shirt. Because believe it or not, Doggone Records was owned and operated by Jefferson Holt, who at that point was still the manager of REM. In fact, Vibrating Egg is Jefferson Holt. He just used a pseudonym for all the writing credits. He goes by Raul. There's also a writing credit in there for W.B. Carr, which was later to be revealed to be Mike Mills. And I'm sure the other members are somewhere on that release under their own pseudonyms. Before the Vibrating Egg, Pittsburgh's own Deliberate Strangers from the Mood Music for Snake Handlers release. Their sophomore release, their second album. And that gets us here, wrapping up yet another hour of what we call the Viva Lamont radio program. Always appreciate when you listen. Really all I have to say. I always appreciate when you listen. It's true. It's true. If you got a suggestion for a song, shoot me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com. Rumor has it that the phone's going to work again and I'll be able to take live requests soon. We'll see. As always, keep your radio tuned here to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh for more great music.
Hello, this is DJ Chris Wired, and thanks for joining me for Breakfast for Dinner. We just heard Good Rockin' Tonight by Commander Coding and his Lost Planet Airmen. That's from their live from the Deep in the Heart of Texas album. If you're wondering why we're playing that song, there was some sad news this week. George Frayne, Commander Cody himself, passed away, age 77. If you only know them for Hot Rod Lincoln, they are definitely much more than that. You know, Texas blues, boogie-woogie type of music. So we'll be playing a little bit more of him and his honor and pouring one out for him. So, but for right now, let's take care of a little bit of business. Here's a social distancing tip. Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media. Hey, how about dedicate a song on the radio? If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part because we're all alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council. We have other great shows here on WRCT, and actually not all of them about music, including Democracy Now! Is a national, daily, independent, award-winning news program. Democracy Now! Hosts real debates, debates between people who substantially disagree, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. Counterspin provides a critical examination of the major stories each week and exposes what corporate media might have missed in their own coverage. Counterspin highlights censored stories and exposes biased and inaccurate coverage while examining the power of corporate influence and sexism, racism, and homophobia in the news. Wednesdays, 10 to 10:30 a.m. But let's get back to more music right now. The next song is from Dust Bowl Revival off their most recent album, Is It You, Is It Me? This is a song called Enemy.
Change your mind, get out of your head. I could never be your enemy. close, it's going down. They made him king, but they forgot the crown.
Love.
Just heard You Ain't Alone by the Alabama Shakes. Before that, Northern Highway by Martin Courtney. Hard Coming Love by United States of America. Help Me Save Me From Myself by the Rick Rath Project. They Gary Rickrath, if you don't know, also sadly passed away. Apparently a very depressing show tonight. But he was the one of the main creative forces of REO Speedwagon. So if you're like, hey, that sounded like a lost REO Speedwagon song, there you go. And we started that set off with Enemy by Dust Bowl Revival.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
Some new music for you now. The Canals are back after 20 years. Their latest is called Steadman's Wake. It just came out last week. And this is a track called Really Great.
The size of his finger, talking about the future and a good lead singer. broke and feeling solid gold.
Oh, don't ever sing. I start the day to the fire engine ring. No more sleep cause the moon's not here to play. I look outside, it's another sunny day. Me want to sneeze before I walk and I try to hide away. There's no escape on the sunny, sunny day. Stuck around too much. Going home I feel so high and dry. A paper plane in a stormy, stormy sky. It's coming around, it's another sunny day.
You just heard Sunny Day by the Pocket Gods. Before that, newer stuff from St. Vincent, Pay Your Way in Pain. New Billy Crane with Honeycomb. And we started all that off with new Canals and Really Great. Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has four locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock, Friday night starting at 9, with an encore on Tuesday afternoon starting at 5, exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, our last block of music here on Breakfast for Dinner. It's going to be our day and time block, and you'll see why as you listen to these songs. First up, Flamin' Groovies with Jumpin' in the Night.
Jumpin' saw your face the other day, and your eyes now seem to say, please, please, baby, bring it on home. I don't want to wait. Out. Don't keep me waiting, ain't got the time.
Just heard I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight by Richard and Linda Thompson. Before that, the original version of King of the Nighttime World by the Hollywood Stars. Any Hour Every Day by Red Cross. And we started the set off with Jumpin' in the Night by the Flamin' Groovies. That's just about going to do it here for me on Breakfast for Dinner. I'm DJ Chris Wired. Thanks for joining me. If you really enjoyed the show, I want to invite you to come back and listen again. We now have an encore presentation on Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh. So listen again. Otherwise, join me next week, and we'll be spinning some more rock and pop and rockabilly and jangle pop and, you know, whatever I feel like that evening. I'm going to go out tonight with more of our tribute to Commander Cody. It's going to be one of those nights from Tales from the Ozone. So long, everyone.
Well, how many people can stand up and say they had enough of rock and roll music today? If you didn't come to boogie, you didn't come to ball, you got no business being here at all. Well, it's going to be one of those nights. It's just got to be one of those nights. Hey, people, I'm going to give you warning. We're all going to jail. Everybody here's gonna have a good time. Well,
This is WRCT Pittsburgh.
Monday, start of my holiday, freedom for just 1 week. Feels good to get away. Ooh, Tuesday, saw her down on the beach. I stood and watched a while, and she my luck had changed. She stood there all alone. I went and asked her name. I never thought that this could happen to me. In only 7 days, it would take 100 or more.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
To you.